Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
What the fuck?
Let's bring it on me like
that. And I'm with Abby.
Hey.
How are you doing, guys?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're
on. I can't
on.
Hear myself.
You're on.
Am I on?
Everyone's on. Everyone's
on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, Owen just kind of snuck that up on us. Yeah. We were just having a conversation. They go, oh, Owen, welcome to...
Time is of the essence. Every second counts. This podcast is about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in general. Mm-hmm. And it's about... that's it. It's it. That's it.
That's exactly it.
And the way we approach these things, we come at from it's a trifecta effect. We've got the Irish opinion. Hey, hi, how are you doing? I'm Irish. That's great. That's great. We got the American opinion coming from that angle over there, and we've also got the Danish opinion right here. Why did you neigh like a horse?
That's how we say hi in Danish.
Hi. Yeah, and you know, and the opinions that we come at come from stories we've read about from places like the Copenhagen Post and things like that, or experiences, because we all live here in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
If you're in Copenhagen or anywhere like Kuwait, as we know, we now have a listener in Kuwait. But I'm maybe one, maybe 100. I don't know. But thank you very much to the gentleman who sent us an Instagram video of him listening to us in Kuwait, but you don't. Wherever you're listening. What was I talking about? I can't remember what I was talking about. I spoke about Kuwait too much now.
I think you were just listening. If there are 99 other people
wherever you live,
in
you know,
Kuwait.
Wherever you're listening
oh, yeah,
to this,
you're listening through Acast,
yeah,
which is great. You could be clicking on the Copenhagen Post because we're on there. Abby's got an article on there at the moment. You could be going through Instagram. No, you can't. I'm totally lost now. You could be going through Spotify.
Yes.
Yep.
Which we're nearly at 100 reviews on, by the way. And when we get to 100,
what?
We get a face cake. Or you could be listening to iTunes, where if you give us a review there, that like helps us insanely well with the old algorithms.
And if there's five, I get a face cake.
Yeah. And that's it.
Not five listeners. Five people who write a written review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. That's
where you're at.
I've lost all my energy by doing the intro.
That was a lot of energy.
Too much energy for an intro, wasn't it?
90. We have 90 reviews on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's 10 more till the face cake. If we really do have 99 more listeners in Kuwait, they could take us over the top.
We
no
could get
problem.
Double face cake.
Let's go, Kuwait. Let's
God.
Go.
Enough about us. Let's talk about something else. Marius, what's on the news?
Well, you might have heard or seen an article about a man being arrested in front of Christiania a couple of weeks ago. That kind of got some media attention because it was quite it was like four policemen who stopped the man who he was riding his bicycle. He claimed he was on his way to pick up his children from his SFO, sort of the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And he had earbuds in, but he was driving with his phone in his hand, and it's illegal to talk on your phone as you're bicycling.
Wait, it is?
It is, yes.
Wait, it's illegal to talk on the phone?
Yes, you can't use your phone while on the bike.
Wait, even with earbuds?
So that's where it's a bit of a gray area, I think. I don't know quite, because he had his phone in his hand. It's totally okay to have your earbuds in and then talk, I think.
Okay.
I assume that would be, I don't see why that would be illegal.
It's impossible to tell the difference between you having a conversation on your own or with somebody with your earbuds, and the police can't stop you from having a conversation on your own.
Yeah, but remember, actually, we got an email like last week or 2 weeks ago from somebody who was like, did I hear Abby on the phone biking on Dronning Louise Bridge?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And then I thought about it and I was like, yes, I was biking on
holding the phone to your ear.
No, but I was talking to myself.
Oh, you weren't talking to yourself.
But now this conversation is making me think people probably thought I was just
talking on the phone.
Saying that I was talking to myself because it's illegal? No, but it's not.
It's a very safe place. If you want to have an argument with yourself, cycling is a very safe place to do it because it's indistinguishable.
I was practicing
a phone call.
Yeah, it's true.
A song just that I was learning to sing.
Yeah, remember the earbuds. Yeah,
but like that was really funny. I was like, but wait, but I didn't know. Okay, so let me just clarify. It is illegal to hold the phone up to your ear.
Yes.
Because then you're biking one hand.
Or be texting. You can't be using your phone sort of in
What
hand.
About like looking at directions? No. I do that sometimes. No. No. Oh, shit.
I suppose if you're using a hand to look at the direction. Like if you have that little connection thing that the
Yeah,
the
if you have it on those holders on the steering wheel, I think that's
wow.
Okay.
What about cycling with no hands? What about when you're really
that's
cool?
That's also illegal.
If you're really cool, it's illegal.
Yeah,
that's
even as cool as I am doing it, it's also still illegal.
Yes. Can you do that?
Can you cycle no hands?
No, but I've always known that how cool I am is illegal.
Anyway, so this man got arrested by the police, and he was sort of saying, no, I was talking on the phone and I had my earbuds in. I wasn't looking at my phone.
Mm.
He gets arrested and he kind of resists and he doesn't want to give his name, his identification. Mm. And then it ends up with four policemen quite forcefully sort of putting him on the ground, knee in the back, pepper spray in the face.
Oh my God.
Like a thing sort of pressing on his throat. Like, and there's kind of a video of it, and you can hear the man. He's so scared, and he's frightened, and he's just yelling like, "What's going on?" And I can't breathe. And it looks very sort of disproportionate to the man's potential crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like bystanders took the video?
Yeah, it's bystanders taking the video. And it's in around Christiania, so it's one of these like visitation zones that are now in effect
where cops
for no reason just stop you.
Okay.
Here, you could say they had somewhat of a reason. So this case has been up in the media, and he's been convicted, but he's been like charged with four types of crimes, like violence against the police, this thing about his phone, resisting arrest. And not wanting to give his identification. So these are like the four charges against him. And the case is not done yet. But he has now complained to what's called the DUP, which is an independent police authority, den uafhængige politimyndighed. But this has caused sort of a debate about, well, what happens when you complain to the police? Because a lot of these cases, for example, in 2022, 960 complaints were reported. Out of them, 612 of them were investigated, and out of them, only 23 cases were the police were deemed to have used behavior that could be criticized.
Were they in those seven cases fired? Were they reprimanded? What happened? Do you know?
The article didn't specify that, but I'm assuming in at least the seven of them where the police was behavior was deemed very inappropriate, some kind of action must have been taken. But I'm guessing when they were just, because it said like criticized, to me that means they probably just got a verbal sort of slap on the wrist. That's a lot of cases that are not sort of really going anywhere. And if your case sort of, so there's two things that can happen when you report a case against the police.
Mm-hmm.
Either the reports it goes to the court, and then it won't be handled by this DUP, the independent police authority. If it doesn't go into the court, it stays with this DUP, and that's where most of these cases, they just kind of peter out. Nothing really happens. And the reason for one of the, there's very few cases that actually result in any kind of conviction against the police is because they drag out the cases quite often. Like if there's video evidence, this is sort of, they don't deliver that and it's deleted. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of sort of questions about how the DUP is sort of, how independent are they? Whose back do they actually have? Seems like they're having the police's back rather than the sort of the public's.
Is it it's DUP?
Yeah.
Is the DUP internal? Is that like the ombudsman? Is that the police? Is it in a police organization?
It's an independent police authority.
What?
Yeah, that seems.
What? Is it run by the police, or like are police involved?
So it is said that it's ex policemen But the this is what they claim.
No.
The people from whatever, if you, you know, you're from the Copenhagen municipality, you're a police officer there, they won't give you a case from the Copenhagen municipality. They will give you case in Vejle.
You don't get your friends.
Yeah, so you don't get your friends. That's what they claim.
But isn't there an ombudsman? Isn't there like somebody who's there to like make sure the police are run correctly, like internally? There must be.
There's the government and stuff like that. They're also supposed to sort of keep.
But this is the system. It goes to the DUP.
Yeah.
Or this the is courts
specifically for complaints, right?
Yes. Or it goes to the courts. Right. Yeah. Okay. And the theory is that the DUP are lax.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Which you know has potentially very serious ramifications. Given the fact that, yes, now that we have these visitation zones where the police can just stop you, you have very little sort of, you can't really complain. First of all, I think it's still insane. They can just stop you for no reason. Mm. But now you have very little options of like complaining. And if you do, like most defense attorneys, mm-hmm. they recommend clients not to complain because it's pointless.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on though. So this is like stop and frisk in New York. This is a big thing. It's mm-hmm. called stop and frisk zones. And there are places now in New York City. I don't know what the law maybe changed about this recently, but it's like for a long time, maybe currently, write into us and let us know all the depressing news I stopped paying attention to. But you could just get stopped and frisked for no reason. And it was a racist policy. And it was in certain neighborhoods that were, it was fucked up. And then this policy in Denmark exists and it's new, or it was like, I know there is stuff like this around the ghetto law, like stuff where it's
connected to the kind of gang laws.
Oh, the gang laws. Packages. So it's brand new with the.
Yeah, within this region of Christiania, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they've done it before. It's been like that before. But it's only for a set period, kind of. And yeah, this time it was 3 weeks, they said, they were going to do it. So probably it's over now.
Okay.
But they also did just say we're releasing the third gang package.
Yes, yeah.
So not because the others didn't work. Mm-hmm.
Just they were in so case great. People are listening. I didn't mean to say it like that, but I just mentioned the ghetto law quickly, and like if you don't live in Denmark then you don't know what that is, and that is when currently there are still laws from this that exist, but that in some areas there are heightened and like really unfair laws about how people can be treated and how people can be sentenced based on the like population of immigrants in that area. And it's literally called the like ghetto law in Danish. Mm. And not even just, right? Like it's not even just like colloquially called that. Mm. Like it was called that when it was passed in the government. And it was about, and there are still like, there's like double fines. There's like longer sentences for people who are convicted of crimes in that area. And I don't know, was it, Marius, do you know, or do you know, Owen, if stop and frisk, the American version of whatever this thing is called, do people just get stopped in those neighborhoods?
Yeah.
And they can be stopped for no reason.
Yeah.
So Christiania right now, because of this like gang war thing that has been going on, is now, or maybe it's over.
I think it's just passed.
Okay.
I don't know if they reintroduced a new one. I don't think they have just yet, but it was just out talking about a third package.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and this guy who was biking to pick up his fucking, that part really like that.
Yeah, imagine. Me out. And it was out in front of his, like where his children were in daycare.
It's surprising to me that generally, because I'd like to talk to you, I would like to ask Marius whether you think this is an important thing for, like, it's an important thing because, you know, who watches The Watcher, but like the, do you think Denmark in particular, is there a possibility that the police, or not a possibility, but is it an issue that police should have taken, you know, excessive force often? Because I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I lived in Australia. and the cops in Australia are brutal.
Yeah,
they are fucking brutal. I've never seen it so aggressive. You are put to the floor for anything.
Did you get put to the floor?
I haven't, but I saw it like in front of me more than once.
Wow.
They're fucking brutal. Anything you say to like to question what they're doing, and you're put on, you're put down, knee on your head, knee on your head. So I fucking see it being an issue there, right? That like it is bred into, in my experience, it was bred into the police force in New South Wales that like you need to show authority and aggression to keep people in line, right? I don't feel that's the way here. And if I find it interesting, my thought towards cops in Denmark were calm, kind of generally speaking, slow to react, right? Whereas this sounds like, I don't understand how it accelerated so quickly to such an aggressive situation.
No.
And I'd like to hear from your experience what you think causes it. Is it an issue that we don't hear about that actually is happening on a regular basis? What's your thought?
I have to be careful. I have a bias. I was once put on the floor with sort of, I would say, excessive violence from a police officer.
But like, is that a bias or is that like an experience that's like...
Well, that's an experience. And you could say it's anecdotal. Like there are, you know, I could have been unfortunate and just met two assholes.
But let's hear about it.
It's anecdotal and I know it sort of affects me. But, I feel like just purely watching the news over the last 10, 15 years, I feel like I've seen more of it. I hear more of it and it's nothing happens with it. I remember when we COP15, when we had the climate conference here, like the police were just, they gave zero fucks. They were just out with clubs, fucking capping people, not shooting people, but hitting people. And people were put in, detained on the roads for hours on end. This is in the middle of winter with strips and just sat on the floor, no access to bathrooms or anything. Then when they were put in fucking small cages in like these warehouses where they were also sort of, I don't know how many hours they had to be there. And this was like people who were, you know,
climate protesters.
Maybe they were like, there weren't reports of violence from these protesters, but they were not respecting sort of the police's barriers. And they, you know, they wanted to protest. That's the fucking point of a protest. And yeah, there was some serious clashes there. I feel like over the years, I've also just heard and seen like against immigrants, there's been reports of sort of, it's not just violence, it's also sort of verbal abuse, like police officers antagonizing immigrant, second generation immigrants here in the country, calling them horrible things. So I feel like it's present.
And can I ask with your experience? How old were you?
I think I was 22, 23.
Right.
Maybe older. I can't remember exactly what year. Like, and I was drunk. Me and my friends were an idiot. We ran from a train ticket in the metro. And I was just unfortunate that all my friends ran up the escalator. I took the stairs up to the train. Right. And there was apparently two undercover cops at the station. Right. So,
but why would they need to? It's just like,
yeah. And I stopped because when I heard it was the police, I thought it was the train conductor who was chasing me. Who was this lovely old elderly woman who stopped us on the train to check our tickets? And we were all just like, blah, 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 blah. And then we ran. So I was like, wow, she is fast. but then I heard, police, stop. And then I stopped, put my arms up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was just smacked on the floor. I got my shoulder dislocated, my right shoulder dislocated. And I was sort of dragged down to the metro station, that was okay. But they did twist my arm. They dragged me down and then it gave me a fine.
So you really had to go to the hospital?
Huh?
You had to go to the hospital?
No, I went out.
You went.
It was just a dislocated shoulder. Like,
you're Danish, after
nothing,
all.
Nothing was gonna ruin my night out. I did meet them later, also.
The cops.
You saw them later?
Yeah, because they let me go because they just gave me a fine, and then we asked, "Do you have anything else illegal on you?" And I did. But I said, "No, of course you can check." And he's like, "Okay, I'll believe you." Then I met him later, smoking a joint, which is what I had in my pocket, some weed. On the middle of Kumagel, and then he just came over. Well, his mate came over and said, "Do you know where we can buy some weed?"
You mean his partner?
His partner.
Okay.
Who had also been like, I recognized him when I looked up because we were just sitting and smoking a joint. And he's like, "Do you know where we can buy some weed?" And my friend was like, "We don't have that much." And then I looked up and was like, oh, fuck.
Oh my. Those guys are busy. Yeah. They can't be undercover for long.
You know what he said to me?
They're really getting around.
We meet again, my young Padawan. Fucking no. Star Wars nerd. Jesus Christ.
All right. We made this a funny story, but it shouldn't be a funny story because the aggression was real.
Yeah, yeah. And so yeah. There's been far worse things. Like I think that's very much in the light in my little story, yeah. And I can laugh at it today. But it did definitely sort of taint my view of the police, and I'm not changed my opinion about it.
Yeah,
and that's also what I fear about this. Like the more people feel their complaints aren't being heard, we lose respect for the police. That will only antagonize sort of the public against the police even more. Mm-hmm. These visitation zones. I have questions about those. And there was also recently a young Arabic man living here in Denmark who works in Krystalgade, where there is a synagogue, and we have the whole Israel-Palestine conflict, and that's escalated now. And there's just an extra focus on people of Arabic descent now also, in case any terror might happen. And he was stopped. He works at the library across from the synagogue. He could prove that, but he was like questioned and interrogated like a fucking terrorist in front of his work. So I fear that's also sort of an escalation of how the police are going to sort of be very aggressive at the moment. And there doesn't seem like there's any sort of legal system to really support or back up the citizens to complain about it.
Inevitably, if this continues, there'll be an erosion of trust.
Yeah, which is detrimental for our society.
Yeah.
So I think it's quite serious.
But if people did want to complain about something, what's the action they should take?
Start a podcast.
Start a podcast.
wait 15, 20 years. Start a podcast. And then let people know.
While you're looking for that, Marius, Abby, hey.
Hey. Hey. Can I just say, that was, I thought... I was really well done, Marius, and thanks for sharing that story. And while you were talking, I found half of a child's tooth in my pocket.
Do you know whose child?
I'm sure it's my child.
You're not 100% sure, are you?
I mean, you know, what if I'm the tooth fairy? And this is this is how I find out. I've been sleepwalking into people's... kids are waking up in the morning and be like, I think I saw the tooth fairy, and she's really big.
It's like you check your account every now and then. You're like, when did I get that money? When did I
it's
get
just
that?
All going out. Are you kidding me? I'm trading it. Dollars under pillows.
Cash rich.
tooth rich, cash poor.
Oh, yeah, it's going out. I forgot. Tooth rich, cash poor. It's all going out.
Was that what you were going to ask me about? Were you going to be like, do you have any teeth in your pocket?
Let's get into the teeth topic. I was going to say that we had a listener write into us, Clint, and Clint wrote a very funny little message. Very nice. But
can I just sit before? Because
are you ready?
There are no really other options than the DUP.
Okay, but do you just go to a website?
You can get an attorney or something like that, and they will probably help you process and find maybe a way to the courts and not ends up in DUP.
Trampoline Hoose probably if you were a migrant, Trampoline Hoose is probably a way of getting more information about that. We mentioned
definitely
that last week.
I used to volunteer there. I taught English there. I love Trampoline House. They're a great organization, and they do have office hours for lawyers.
Yeah. That's two plugs in 2 weeks.
Oh, I love them.
Trampoline Hoose. But Clint wrote... he has something that's been bugging him. Why are there no brooms here? My husband and I moved into a furnished apartment this summer with a vacuum. That's great and all, but sometimes I just want to sweep the floor. When I go to the hardware store, there are push brooms, but those aren't great for your everyday sweeping needs. I even went to the new IKEA the day it opened. And they had no brooms! Exclamation point. What is it with the broomlessness? I thought brooms were universal. Indeed, I did too, Clint. I did too.
Clint, I gotta say, this has worn off on me because, you know, eventually I found a broom and so this problem stopped being so prescient in my life. Prescient. But when I moved here, I couldn't believe it. And my partner, my Danish partner, who seems reasonable in all other capacities... They love the environment here. Why the fuck they don't want to plug something in to pick up dirt every single time? I do not understand you people.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
People need to get on board with brooms. What are you going to do during the apocalypse? Nobody has a broom. The vacuum cleaners don't work anymore. Like, also, try to hit a zombie with a vacuum cleaner. So much harder.
If you swing it, if it's actually the tube is strong enough, you could swing it like some sort of a mace kind of thing.
That's more than the tube has to be. You have to be strong enough. That's a lot of work. If you can pick up a broom, you can really whack a zombie.
What
that's more melee battle.
But also you can clean up the dirt during the zombie apocalypse with a broom. The broom's always going to work.
Brain leftover, you mean?
What's that?
The brain leftover.
Yeah.
Brain leftovers, yeah. But also, yeah, you had to go to a hardware store to get brooms here.
I didn't.
It's kind of crazy.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. I need a clarification. Yeah. What is a push broom? Because I just looked it up.
I'm guessing he means a small handle with the small handle.
A push broom. Pan. No, a push broom is like a shop pan. Broom, like a big broom. You guys have those sometimes, like a broom with a flat
big thick off ones.
Yeah,
you
what we're looking for, what we normal people who know how
are
to
you
clean.
Pointing to Marius there.
No,
what's going
I'm
on your arm
sweeping.
Work?
I'm You're doing sweeping. Some
right,
sweeping.
Okay, right, okay.
We want a stick with like a
You're
little
doing a
like
lot
a like
of
a thing.
Masturbation
that's
right
that
now.
Marius masturbates so weird. Marius has an arm out to the side and swings his forearm like he's a clock to masturbate.
Is that not how you do it?
Okay, guys, We want the brooms the witches fly on. That's what we want.
Get away out of it. You don't want that broom.
I mean,
I don't want
we would accept that broom.
Oh, you'd
also,
accept
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, okay. That's what we want. We want like a flat thing at the bottom. Obviously, we would prefer, you know, synthetic bristles.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would prefer a straight line rather than hay that is cut into
But we'll take it.
But we'll take it.
I didn't think about this so much until this message, and I was like, holy shit, you're right. I have sweeped whole apartments with a brush and pan.
Guys,
completely.
I have to say that before
I
found...
I don't have a broom. I don't have a
broom.
Oh, my
God!
You know, I got a broom. Do you know where I got it? I found it in the trash.
Oh.
I was taking the rubbish out and someone's throwing away... God knows why you'd throw it away, but somebody was throwing away
that broom was
broom.
Just doing its own work.
That broom is in my house now.
That broom... Like, listen, that broom fell from the sky from angels because it's hard to find brooms here. And I got to say that before I think that before I started making my main complaint, Rizecourt and public transportation in Denmark, my main complaint was brooms. There are no brooms in this country.
It's a thing.
But I'm still, you're talking about a different kind of broom. So you're not, so a push broom, that's not what you're talking about.
A push broom is, they
exist here. Like a long stick with a T.
Like
an industrial
like,
one.
That
that's
one's
like
to sweep a garage, sweep a bar, like to sweep up peanut shells.
How's the monkey's Andrea going?
I was just in America and I went to my favorite restaurant in the world. It's called the Peanut Bar in Reading, Pennsylvania. This is a hot tip if you're in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Broom.
And
I'm just throwing Marius a photo.
Yeah.
You're
just not listening.
But
my favorite freaking.
I never thought I'd have to do this. I want you to know what a broom looks like.
I know what a broom looks like.
It sounded like you didn't.
I'm trying to clarify. Sorry, carry on with your story.
Anyway, yeah, America. Let's talk about that.
I'm not sure you guys deserve my story. Okay, you're Googling broom while I tell you about my favorite. So my favorite restaurant, it's called the Peanut Bar, and it's been open since Prohibition in Reading, Pennsylynia. And you throw the whole thing is
throw them on the floor.
You throw them on the floor. You throw them on the floor.
You know
why? Because
they oil the floor. Is it a wooden floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the oil.
It's a cute gimmick.
Yeah.
Love it.
It kind of defeats the purpose, though, because you can't see the floor because it's covered in peanut shells. But there's a place I was in, a place in Holland that did that. Let me tell you about Holland. Here, let's have a chat. Abby's going to be dead stares.
I'm annoyed.
Throwing
I'm annoyed,
daggers
guys.
With her
guys,
eyes.
Guys, I'm annoyed. Okay, I'm talking about the brooms. I'm talking about my favorite restaurant. I'm getting interrupted by all kinds of bullshit.
Welcome to the podcast, Abby.
Bullshit.
This is how it's been with you for the last fucking
12
episodes.
All kinds of bullshit.
Marius, tell me, why does Denmark not have brooms?
Because we are living in the
vacuum nation.
2020, you know, twee.
No, this is the only
We're a modern nation. We believe in technology.
This
the advancement
is
of brooms.
Crazy.
It's so easy to get a broom, though.
Also, you guys don't have air conditioning. You guys don't have so many things.
Air conditioning is not needed.
Oh, right, all right, all right. But there's so many things that you guys are like, you guys ride normal bicycles. You don't like cars. Why? Like, this is like the bicycle versus cars argument. Why? Yeah, like, they're like, oh, like, why would you drive a car? You can just take your bicycle. Yes, you fucking can. Why would you get out a fucking vacuum cleaner when you just need to, like, sweep up something in a corner? Why?
Well, I feel like you just made the argument for the vacuum cleaner there.
No, you just think that because you wish you drove a car instead of a bike.
I have to say.
But I think you're right about the bikes. I think you're right about the bikes. I think you're wrong about the brooms.
I've made a mistake now. So since I'm getting the broom, I now sweep, when my kitchen's a bit messy after cooking, I sweep the dirt into a corner and then I wait to get the vacuum and clean that later on.
That's fucked.
That's fucked.
You've been
It's the worst of all sides.
Yeah, actually, you just don't do anything right.
What do you think about the, so yeah, there's the little tiny hand sweeper.
What is the name?
What is it called?
Brush and pan.
Brush and pan. But in where I work at the theater, we have... It's kind of the same, but the pan has a longer stick on it.
Oh, yeah.
So you can hold it.
Yeah, but
then the broom is longer.
Overkill.
That's not good enough for an apartment.
Shloop, bloom, bloom. But that's exactly what
I
want.
I do use that kind of broom. That's the kind of broom we found and we have, and that's fine.
No, I got a full two-hander.
Two-hander?
It takes two hands to operate this baby.
Oh.
So, but there's also, we don't know what kind of broom Clint is actually looking for.
I'm pretty sure it's the one I just showed you.
But if no, because that's a push broom.
It's not a push broom. That's just a broom.
What the fuck is the difference? What's a push broom then?
Oh my God. You guys, I just can't believe it.
No, we need to...
Okay, a push broom has like a wooden bar.
Yeah.
And then
bar.
Bristles down here. Yeah,
oh,
wooden
okay, right.
bar. And then bristles.
Handle.
And it has a circle there. No, not a handle.
A head.
A head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like this. It's like a foot and a half long. You guys know feet? No.
But that's what Owen showed me, just in a slightly smaller version of that.
Yeah.
So the way we
maybe we disagree.
There's a distinction in Danish also where there's a gælkost and a firekost.
There you go.
There's the street broom.
That's a
street broom.
Yeah, we agree. We can all agree.
But you push on the other one also.
And that's a broom.
No, well, that's not what I want.
It's a small one. It's a small one.
Yeah, it's a short bristled broom. What the hell?
Send in your pictures of brooms and tell us what broom you are using at home.
Yeah, I don't like that broom. But
but it's a broom.
I mean, it's fine.
It's a broom.
Okay, anyway, tell us what you think of brooms at copinginCopenhagen
@gmail.com. Clint just wants a broom.
Clint, you gotta say, we all agree.
Draw a sketch of what you think a broom looks like, Clint, and send it in and see if we can agree on what a broom is.
No, but I got answers for Clint. I know where Clint can get his broom.
All right.
And eat it too. Sorry.
You can go to Owen's trash can.
You can go. I
ain't throwing that baby out.
In Harald Nyborg, they have both outdoors, they have outdoor brooms, fire brooms, and street brooms.
Wow, so what's a fire broom?
I gotta say fire.
Fire
that
is
means
the motion
to sweep.
Ah, okay.
But you guys talk a lot about the motion of sweeping for people who don't sweep. I gotta say, like, also, like, you know, like, I got a dog. When he wags his little tail, everybody's like, oh, hand fire. Like, he's sweeping the ground. I'm like,
No,
you know what the fuck? You know what the fuck would be sweeping the ground? If you guys had a fucking broom.
No, that's two different words. A dog doesn't sweep its tail. It then lower med halen.
No, but they say it. People say, like, he's sweeping the ground because it's on the ground. People say it. It's like a cute thing. It's like a cute thing. He's using his broom.
There's a saying in Danish that also uses fire. Der er ikke noget fejret under gulvtæppet.
There's nothing swept under the carpet.
Yeah.
We do say sweep it under the carpet in English too. We say, but we don't say there isn't anything under there. We just say do it
because we don't have anything to sweep it with.
Yeah, it's just all over the fucking floor until you get the vacuum out. That's where the secrets are.
Okay, but Harald Nyborg has your back, Clint. Go get a broom.
Yeah,
I know. I got very Danish there. Go get a broom.
Go get a broom.
Go get a broom. Go get a broom.
That was a good one. What else?
I love that, Clint. I love that.
That was very good.
Yeah.
We all got excited when we read that.
Yeah, we
message.
Got so excited about the broom.
It's like it's great when we see something that we haven't thought about before. We're like, yeah, yeah, definitely. Where the fuck are the brooms?
It's these fun, mundane, I think, sort of things that expat notices that, like, I don't, I've never thought about this about brooms in Denmark. So that's why I love as a Dane hearing sort of these mundane, not like these big things, but like these like small things you notice. I think that's a treasure trove for us to talk about.
Abby.
There was another one. Somebody, was it Mahai that complained about parking? And we disagree.
No, it was Rolf.
Rolf. Okay, Rolf complained about parking in Denmark.
Well, we need to backtrack a second, because Rolf, without actually agreeing to it, is now the podcast's official fact checker.
Woo! Yes. Rolf's a journalist,
wrote to us and said, yeah, you got some facts wrong, but generally you do pretty good. And we're like, oh, okay, thanks. And then we did an episode last week. And
I'm very proud of what Rolf wrote here last time. Because
do you want to hit it?
Can I just quickly summarize it? So we spoke about a couple of things last week on the pod. We spoke about a new IT system for property valuations.
I don't know what any of those words mean. Good thing I wasn't here.
To be honest, we didn't either.
Okay.
Well, according to Rolf, it was fairly correct.
yeah,
we'll take that.
Good
fairly
job, guys.
Correct.
I don't see him pointing out anything that was sort of a major error we did. You mentioned sort of the Viagra being sort of a drug that was
meant for the heart
yeah. first, and that Novo Nordisk produced a medicine that was meant for. What was
diabetes,
it?
I believe.
Diabetes, but it also turned out to sort of take away the hunger, so it was a great weight loss drug.
We're going to do a deep dive into that someday.
Overall, and we talked about churches and that they're sort of hindering windmill parks because there has to be sort of, they can sort of veto if you can build one close to. Yeah. And they all said that's also true.
Churches
even agreed
be
about
windmill. That's cute. Oh, we talked about this in a specific story once, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought a follow-up to it. He also agreed with me that churches need to check themselves about sort of the noise complaint from windmills because they got the fucking bells going all the time. And we got phones and watches now. We don't need you to tell
the
time.
I like the bells, guys. Come on.
So thank you very much, Rolf, for fact-checking us.
And, it was
there's
very
no need to feel embarrassed about being a journalist. We are
we have friends that are journalists.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Rolf, you don't need to feel obliged to write to us fact-checking. If we really stuck and we ask for it, please write. Or if we really, really get it wrong, please let us know.
Yeah, we love it. Please do it anytime you want.
Yeah.
But also, we need to fact-check your fact-checking. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
We need to fact-check your fact-checking.
Who fact-checks a fact-checker?
Because Rolf complained about parking in Copenhagen.
Yes, this is his topic he wanted to discuss.
And Owen and I both looked at each other.
He only complained, he called it the draconian practices of Danish parking companies.
We only feel draconian about vacuum cleaners in this studio. But we, Owen and I both looked at each other and we were like, I kind of think parking is good in this city. But
No. Yes, we did say that, but there was a caveat that made it pretty good. And what was the thing that made it pretty good?
Well, that it one for me, I was like I moved here from New York City where the parking is. I would spend hours every time I had to park the car sometimes, and it was awful. So this compared to that is so much better. Mm. And then I also was so confused until I downloaded Easy Park, which we should get to sponsor us.
Yes.
Because Easy Park is an app on
your
phone. It
actually lives up to its name.
And it is the only app I think I immediately could understand how to use. It shows you your parking zone. You click where it is. You spin the timer so that you get as much time. It's pretty cheap to park places here, I think.
They can get very expensive.
Okay. Well, all the places I want to go, no one else wants to be. Maybe it's because I'm there. And
I 100% agree with the Easy Park. And I believe that Copenhagen... inner city is a bit of a bollocks. With jobs I've had to park in the inner city.
Oh, yeah, and you have a big thing that you drive.
Yeah. And so it's
been
difficult.
It can be a bit of a nightmare.
It can be difficult, but generally speaking, I can get the job done, right? One thing I will say on Rolf's side is, generally speaking, parking inspectors love dishing out those tickets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like, do dances. I feel like they look so ecstatic.
They will. If they have the reason, they'll... chuck it on that windscreen. Yeah. And my favorite thing is, well, not my favorite, but I Yeah, okay, what's that German word? Getting pleasure from other people's failings or
not Schadenfreude.
Yeah, Schadenfreude.
Yeah, yeah. Schadenfreude. I get a lovely dose of that when I'm in the city. If you come down from Cognito,
yeah.
You know where what would be a popular place down there?
Dangnetel.
You know where the old Irish 2 used to be? What's that street? Remember the old Irish 2?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Not old Irish. Yeah, yeah, no, the Dubliner 2. Yeah.
The Dubliner 2.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dubliner 2.
There's a Dubliner 2, and that area, really fancy.
Is that
place.
A bar? What is
yeah, 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 yeah. It was the Dubliner. Had lots of comedy there at one stage. But they have super nice cars always down that area. Mm. It's like Mags Mikkelsen is always just chilling out just at the street and stuff like that. Yeah. Lars is over there somewhere else. They're all just chilling.
Do you think they have Easy Park?
Here's the thing. All the really fancy cars always have tickets on them. But my thing, my thought, so I'm like,
Schadenfreude, yeah.
Schadenfreude. But also, the other truth of the matter is, if you're rich, there's no such thing as a parking ticket. Everywhere is free to park. Because it doesn't matter shit. Because you can afford 750 kroner.
Yeah, yeah. That's how much they are, too. 750
yeah.
kroner.
Yeah. Yeah. But they love dishing them out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, num, 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 num.
Yeah, I would agree to that.
What's your dealings with the old parking situation? Do you have a license?
I have a driver's license, yeah.
When was the last time you actually drove a car?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I tend to drive the... I don't have my own car, so I just rent a Drive Now or Share Now.
Or GoMo or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. And they're it's free to park.
What?
Yeah. Within the Copenhagen municipality, sort of, it's free to park anywhere.
Jesus.
Oh, is that... that's so smart, because they have to do it. They must have... I wonder how they made a deal with the government about that. That's so interesting.
I suppose it's like less cars.
Less cars,
so
that's
good. So we'll make it easy for you.
And then you can park, because then you don't have to worry about, because you have to park it somewhere and say where you parked it so that other people can find it, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I mean, the app does that. I don't have to
Did you see that Stockholm?
Tell anybody.
Oh,
Stockholm's going to... get rid of cars in its center in a certain amount of years. I think it's something like that, right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've not heard about that.
You talk amongst yourself.
okay.
Evie, I have a question for you.
Yep.
This is actually pertaining to Clint, because Clint also wrote that, because we're on the search for the third Roger.
Oh, yeah.
And he commented on that, saying that he might not be a Roger, but he thinks Clint should count as many listeners, because there can't be that many Clints.
Yeah. How do we spell Clint?
C-L-I-N-T. So my question is, how many Clints do you think live in Denmark?
How many Clints do I think? Well, Clint Eastwood lives here.
Wait.
I've searched for, people would name this the name.
What's
Clint
that when you, what's Denmark. The big test everyone does once every 10 years?
The citizenship. Bullshit.
How do you have access to that information?
I got friends.
I don't know, 7.
Named Clint.
7 Clints.
That's more.
20.
12.
28 Clints.
28 Clints.
In 28 Clints.
Is this Clint in Denmark, the one that wrote to us?
Talking about brooms in Denmark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he lives in
Denmark. Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
So I agree with Clint. I think I could check how many Rogers.
Anyway, Clint said that there.
Oh, no, there's only 5 Rogers in Denmark.
Get the fuck out.
5 Rogers.
So
we have 2 of the Rogers.
One's in America. One's in America.
Bless. Yeah. If we could get all 5 Rogers to listen to our podcast.
By 2025, 20 blocks in Stockholm's inner city, spanning financial and main shopping districts, will only be for electric vehicles.
Ooh.
So that's what they're doing.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm done.
Check out the Copenhagen Post this week, because I have a opinion piece in it. Every month, one of us is writing a piece in the Copenhagen Post. Mm-hmm. It's free to access because it's an opinion and they come for free. And it's a column.
Our opinions.
Yeah.
Not much value put on it.
We're doing a Copenhagen column. This one is about, I wrote about family reunification in Denmark as a non-EU citizen. And it's getting a lot of response. So if you have something to say about it, let us know at copingincopenhagen.com.
Our website.
That's not it. I'm jet lagged. I just got back from America yesterday. I'm tired. But you can tell us whatever complaints you have about Denmark, whatever things you like about Denmark, whatever things you want us to talk about. We like that a lot. at gmail.com. I missed the at gmail part. Yeah. That's what I missed.
People have written to us before and they've started messages with, it's not just Debbie and Roger, and then therefore they get on the list. Abby, we have a few new members of the list. These are people who have contacted us letting us know they listen to the show and they like the show, and because of that, we like you and we say your name. Abby, what's the list?
Okay. Well, we know that some people are listening, and it's not just Debbie and Roger. It's also Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Marina, Ben, my brother, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, Mahai, Debbie's husband, Roger, the second Roger, Mary, how do you say that?
Maraid,
Stephen, Rolf, the Danish journalist, Kurt, Ahmet, Clint, and Priscilla are definitely listening. And if you are too, you can tell us at that email address that I can't repeat.
Copenhagen at gmail.com.
Yo. Marius.
Yes.
Or even Abby.
Ooh.
Oh, even me.
Do
Great.
You even have hot, do you Great. Have hot tips?
Oh, I got hot tips. Hot tips. You go first, Marius.
All right.
Oh, well, you split him. I thought it was Abby. Okay, split him.
So on this Saturday, the 21st of October from 2 to 8, you can check out Copenhagen Scene Festival.
Oh, yeah. So that's fun. I've been there. It's good.
Short for magazine.
I went there last year.
Oh, Little Zines. Last year as well. No, not last year.
All right. It's at the Blågårds Plads at the library. Around 70 scene tablers spread out on the ground level and one on the first floor, where there's also workshops, sort of in community scene workshops. So, yeah, plenty of interesting stuff to check out there. And bunch of, as I mentioned, 70 different scene tablers. So a lot of different magazines to check out.
That's
cool. So that is this Saturday from 2 to 8. Then we're heading into Halloween. And on Saturday, the 28th of October, you can go vampire paddle.
What?
What is it?
What's that?
That sounds like
you
an
say?
Insult. You can go vampire paddle with that.
Saturday, the 28th of October, for your stand-up paddle or your kayak, you can contribute to light up the night in a frightening way with both demon masks and other ways. You can borrow masks. They have a limited number. And then the idea is you paddle around. As these monsters, pictures will be taken. And you can participate with all your equipment or rent it for only $179. So if you want to go be scary and in a kayak or on a paddleboard, there's your chance.
I mean, that would do a lot to like offset the scariness, I feel like. You're on
the paddleboard.
Yeah.
I feel like I could run away pretty quick.
Yeah,
it sounds very cold and wet.
Okay, all right, I got a good one. On November 11th and November 12th, tickets are already on sale. I am hosting at the Bremen Theater, which is really fun for me
it's
to be
very
at.
Cool
so please spot. Actually come to that.
Lovely theater.
If you're in Copenhagen and in Aalborg, I'm hosting at... Drivhusel. Yeah, there we go. And it's the Comedy Store from London is bringing UK comics over. They're really funny. They're cool. And they're coming. Three UK comics. And I am going to host it. And I'm really excited about it. And it's really nice theaters. And I really
want you
to come.
What convenience? Can you?
I'm not allowed to say, I think, until Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not even for... the special listeners.
Also, I'd have to recheck the email. So.
So not even for the special listeners.
But I'll be there. I can name myself, and I think you should come too. That's it. Oh yeah, and on the 26th, I'll be at Christiania doing just like a English comedy show there, which is less of a big deal for me, but fun. If you want to come. that's an open mic, but it's just, it's fun because it's in Christiania.
If you're in Aarhus, always check out Albert's on a Sunday. Albert's, listen to me. When I get back to Aarhus, I want a pint.
Yeah.
I want the amount of times I've plugged you guys for nothing. Albert's on a Sunday, open mic in English. They do Danish comedy during the week. Check it out. And I will have a classic. I think until next week we should all just stay.
Go.
Bing.
Hello, diehard listener. Those of you who listen to the very end. Here's a little gift for your time. Directly after recording this episode, Abby went out to her car to find a ticket. She had forgotten to use her Easy Park. Thanks for listening and stay coping.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.